All right, we're going to join the Haynes Glacier Bear and Glen Allen Panther game in progress with Doug and Lyle calling the game from Anchorage.
Winton on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. Cameron's got two at the 6-2 lead for the Panthers. Swinton's basket pass was almost stolen away. Light picks it up. He drives in the lane, gets fouled by the Panthers. We'll see who the foul is going to be on. Blocking foul. 1-4, Brent Sampson, his first personal, first team foul on the Panthers. Glacier Bears inbounding. Fowler throws it up top to Swinton. Swinton looking for a option here. Looks like 2-3 zone for the Panthers. They come out high. Get at the light on the left side. He drives in the lane, throws up the shot. No good, and it's going to be an offensive foul on Devin Light. A little over penetration that time by Devin. And Glacier Bears set up in their full court pressure. Get it inside to Sampson. Sampson dribbles up the left-hand side. Goes back to Miller. Miller on the dribble across the 10-second line. Comes right-hand side to Peters. Peters goes cross court to Endries. Endries inside to Peters, and Peters up and good for two, and it's an 8-2 ball game for the Panthers. Swinton drives down the lane, up with the left, and that's going to drop for his fourth point, and he will be going to the line shooting one, looking for the bonus. 44, Aaron Miller, his first personal foul, second team foul. That'll send Swinton to the line, shooting first free throws of the game, or he gets one here on this option. Officials are talking about something over on the sideline. I don't know what they're conferring about.
Well, they're still trying to sort out the time and the score and all of those kind of things here to get it figured out here. But, Justin's line. Chris Turner's going to be checking into the ball game. Sundberg's going to take a quick seat here. Glacier Bears 8-4 is the score right now. They're letting them back inside a little bit, scoring some points off of there. Justin making a nice move both times down the left-hand side of the lane to get the shot. Now there's some discussion here as to whether they're going to go before the shot or after. So they are going to count the bucket, it looks like. They have no score up there to go by. So
yeah. First game technicalities to work out here in the Sullivan Arena. So Swinton at the line, shooting his free throw. That shot's off the front rim, rebound, comes down to Miller. Miller quickly up the court, gets it to Jones. Jones to Peters. Peters sets the offense, goes left-hand side to Jones. Jones into Peters, outside to Sampson. Shot off, rebound comes down to the Panthers, and that was Peters up and good for two. He's got six. Glacier Bears need to do a better job blocking off inside, getting those rebounds. Swinton now on the dribble. Comes left-hand side to Light. Light's going to drive down the left-hand side, gets inside, and he's going to be fouled again by the Panthers, and this will be a two-shot foul. Devin Light will be going to the line. Number 10, Matthew Jones, his first, and we've got a timeout on the court. This will be a full timeout, so we want to take a break here. I want to remind everybody, Alaska Schools Activities Association is a nonprofit organization representing 222 high schools across Alaska. More than 26,000 boys and girls participate annually in ASAA-sponsored activities. A special thank you to all students who participate and our generous sponsors who support all activities statewide. And also remind everybody that Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHNS, and by Alaska Power and Telephone Haynes, Southeast Road Builders, Hauser's IGA, The Parts Place, Chilkoot Indian Association, Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto Services, Old Roots Market Center, White Rock LLC, and Lutac Lumber. Thanks to all of our Glacier Bear supporters.
All righty. Well, we're, like Doug said, there's a few little glitches on here. The Glacier Bears are out on the court. They're wearing they're the visitor on the scoreboard here. They actually be able to put both names up on there, so we've got the Glen Allen and Haynes listed across the top of the scoreboard there. Glacier Bears come out of that timeout there in their road uniforms as the guests, but it's going to send Devin Light to the free throw line for the Glacier Bears here. But now the clock is completely off, so we'll see what they're going to do as far as the kids shoot, because obviously now they'll try again. They're going to reset it again and hope that maybe will bring up the scoring here. Well, the Glacier Bears, of course, arrived into town on Saturday and got here on Saturday afternoon, got together. They had the skills contest, all kinds of things going on yesterday for them, had their coaches meeting. The 1A tournament, as I mentioned, already started out, so they've had a complete round of games in that 1A division. 3A, 4A doesn't start until Thursday, so the championship game on this one. All right, now we're putting some scores up there now and working on things to make it work.
And we've missed some scoring along the way. It's 12-6. We had 10-4, so we'll get caught up at some point with all this, but not having a working score clock and a working phone line, I think we can be excused.
All right, Devin Light's at the line, though, so he can tighten the ball game.
Devin Light shooting two. His first shot is up, rolls off the left-hand side. He's got a second one coming to him. Devin's second shot is up, and this one's right down the center. So we'll make it 12-7. 5-point deficit for the Glacier Bears. Peters quickly up into the front court, picked up by Swinton, goes to Endries. Endries left side to Jones. Back up top to Endries. Peters right side now to Sampson. Sampson go inside to Endries, and he's going to be fouled by the Glacier Bears. He was driving to the hoop on that right side, and that's going to be 40. That's Justin Swinton. That's his first personal, first team foul on the Glacier Bears. Now the Panthers get it into Sampson. Sampson's shot's going to be off. And we got another foul here. This one's also going to be against the Glacier Bears. 40, that's going to be Swinton.
Fouls there.
That's his second. So he's going to take a seat for a little bit here and saddle Franks into the game for the Glacier Bears. Peters on the inbounds, gets it to Sampson. Sampson up top to Endries. Back down to the baseline. Long three-point shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Sondergaard, and he misses the follow. Rebound by Light for the Glacier Bears. Devin's going to push it up into the front court. Nobody stops him. He loses control of the ball. They get it out to Wing on the left side for three. That one short front rim. Rebound comes down to Fowler. Fowler out to Saddle Franks, dives for it on the ball, and we've got a held ball. Possession arrow goes to the Glacier Bears. So Glacier Bears have a little difficulties that time down and hanging on to the basketball. Keegan Sundberg in for the Glacier Bears, and Chris Turner will take a break. 3:12 left in the first quarter, 12-7, Panthers by 5. Fowler up top to Saddle Franks. Kai trying to work against that 2-3 zone for Glen Allen Panthers. He's looking for some help. Now goes left-hand side to Light. Light gets to the free throw line, and he's going to be fouled on the shot by the Panthers. That'll be on number 11, Cameron Peters, I believe. No, 1-0, so Matthew Jones will pick up the foul. That'll be his second personal, fourth team foul, and he'll send Devin Light back to the line shooting another two free throws. First one rims around and drops, so Devin's got two. Off the bench for the Panthers, Jared Virgin into the game for Matthew Jones. So both teams having to go to their bench with foul trouble. Light at the line. And his second one rims in and out, rebound down to Endries. Quickly up the court to Sampson. Sampson back to Peters. Peters drives in, jump stop, no good. Gets his own rebound, goes back up with it, no good. Rebound down to Sondergaard, and he goes up and scores it. Again, Glacier Bears getting killed on the offensive boards. They trail by six with 2:39 left in the first quarter. Left-hand side to Wing. Wing on the dribble, goes cross-court to Light, and we got a 30-second timeout by Coach Bossman.
Well, the Glacier Bears are having a tough time underneath. They're giving them too many opportunities, too many offensive boards here. Glen Allen's just snaking in there. I'm sure Coach is talking to him about, you know, blocking out down low. But offensively, too, they're having a little struggle getting into their offense here. Kai Saddle-Franks is running the offense now. Justin picked up those two fouls, had to take a seat. Normally, Justin's out at the point there, and then he'll set things up. But Kai has done it before, so it's not new to him. Kids just need to get into their their rhythm here a little bit and get going. 14-8 the score here, 2:32 to go here in the first quarter of play. You know, Glacier Bears just need to settle in. Sometimes you have a little jitters at the beginning of the ball game, and that might be part of it too, but they're doing a full court press, haven't forced any turnovers, though. Glenn Allen's been able to handle the press.
And Glenn Allen in their 2-3 zone, they're really extending that. They're coming out and put a lot of pressure on the guards up top. Glacier Bears get it into Sato Franks. Kai on the dribble now. He's got Peters all over him. Now they go left baseline to Light. Light up for two on the baseline. Devin's got four. Cuts that lead to 14-10. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Again, knocked away briefly by Sato Franks, but out of bounds. Nice hustle that time by Sato Franks. They'll have to reset the offense up at the half court line. Endries on the inbounds gets to Sampson. Sampson running the point for the Panthers. He looks like he's going to take a three, goes to Sondergaard for a two-point shot. No good. Battle for the rebound. That's going to be off the Glacier Bears. You had both Sundberg and Sato Franks there battling for that rebound. And so Glenn Allen Panthers will regain possession. Sampson on the inbounds for the Panthers. He's looking, goes left-hand side to Virgin. Virgin looking on the baseline to Sondergaard. Back up top through Peters. Now they go to Virgin down on the baseline to Peters. Peters is going to drive inside and travel with the basketball. Turnover back to the Glacier Bears. So now it looks like the Panthers get a little 1-3-1 half-court trap here. They're setting up right up top. Glacier Bears get it to Sato Franks. He goes to baseline to Wing, and Wing's going to be fouled by William Endries, coming out a little strong on that defensive pressure. Got him with the hip check. And I think if the Glacier Bears get past that first line of defense and get that into Light, he's going to have a heyday attacking the basket down on the baseline. So Glacier Bears get it into Sato Franks, reverse it to right-hand side to Wing. Back to Sato Franks. Backside to Wing. Wing's going to drive in along the baseline, put up a little running 10-footer. Rebound comes down to Light for the Glacier Bears. Throws it off one of the Panthers, but it goes right to Sampson. Sampson now on the dribble up into the front court. Comes back up top to Peters. Peters left-hand side to Endries. Endries with the three-point shot. No good. Rebound. Battle for it. Comes out to Endries. Endries up on the left side. Shot blocked by Light. And rebound comes down. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Devin Light on that one. That was a great block on that. I don't know what the heck that official was looking at. Chevy Fowler. He must have come in underneath or something because, man, Devin Light had a great block on that shot. Endries makes his first free throw. He's got 3 points in the game now. 5-point lead for Glenn Allen with minute 16 left here in the first quarter. Endry's second shot is up and good. And Sato Franks back on the dribble for the Glacier Bears. He's on the right-hand side of the court, comes left-hand side to Sundberg. Sundberg deep down on the baseline, and that's stolen away by Virgin for the Panthers. Gets it off to Sampson. Sampson up into the front court now. Goes right baseline to Sondergaard. Sondergaard up top to Endry's. Endry's cross-court pass to Peters. Down the baseline to Sampson. Sampson will dribble it back up to the top of the key. Looking for an outlet, comes right side to Virgin. Virgin over to Peters. Peters on the baseline to Endries. Now they go inside to Sondergaard. He turns, spins. They've got him trapped underneath. Briefly stolen away by the Glacier Bears, but Virgin comes out of there with the basketball. Peters now on the dribble. Left-hand side to Sondergaard. Get it to Sampson. Go inside to Sondergaard. Leaves that one a little bit short. Gets his own rebound now. Kicks it out to Endries. To Sampson. Sampson, cross-court pass to Peters. Peters with the three-point shot. Back rim. Sondergaard down with the rebound. Up, and that one comes down to Kai Sato Franks on the rebound for the Glacier Bears. Kai on the dribble now. Brings it up across the 10-second line. Comes over to Sundberg. Sundberg down on the baseline to Fowler. Fowler, a little move. Up and good for two. Chevy Fowler with his first 2 points of the game. That's that lead to four. 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Peters comes down, lets one fly. That one's going to be no good. At the end of the first quarter of play, we've got Haynes 12 and Glenn Allen 16. few technical difficulties to get this game started, but Morton made up for it with the play we've seen since then by both teams up and down the court. Take this moment to mention that First National Bank Alaska has proudly sponsored high school championship events for the past 24 years. ASAA is extremely grateful for all the generous support from our title sponsor, First National Bank Alaska. And locally, Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KH&S, and by Bigfoot Auto Services, the Captain's Choice Motel, Chilkoot Indian Association, The Parts Place, Hauser's IGA, Southeast Road Builders, Alaska Power and Telephone Haynes, Lutac Lumber, White Rock LLC, and Old Roots Marketing Center. Thanks to all you Glacier Bear supporters allowing us to bring this game to you today.
All right, this is about ready to begin second quarter play. You can hear a lot of noise in the background, as they've mentioned, inside the Sullivan Arena here. They've got two basketball courts, so you're going to hear some announcing and some whistles on occasion from the other court over there, but doesn't seem to be bothering the ball players. Haynes and Glenn Allen, both teams now coming out on the court here. Panthers are going to have the basketball to start with. They're going to our right, Glacier Bears to the left here. A few folks from out of town sitting in the seats over there. If we get a chance, we'll mention a few names there. All right, Panthers with the basketball. Indries will get the ball back inside to Sampson. Sampson will bring it up. He'll set the offense. They go left-hand side. 2-3 zone defense by the Glacier Bears now. Back to Sampson. He'll bring it out. Gives up the dribble. Cross court all the way. Goes across to Virgin. He comes out of the baseline to Peters. Peters wanted the baseline. Didn't get it. However, long cross court pass. A little bit too high. And the Panthers are going to turn the basketball over. Doug mentioned the fact that the Panthers do extend their defense way out, and that's exactly what they're doing. They're going to pick them up about the half-court line. Swenton sitting on the bench with those two fouls. Saddle Franks has the ball, goes right inside to Sundberg. Couple of dribbles now, a lot of pressure being applied, stops. Now he's going to drag his pivot foot. What they're doing is Haynes likes to go to those wings when they come out, and Glenn Allen just extends out, and they got some pretty big kids out there with long arms, so the Glacier Bears are going to have to work a little harder to get that ball down to the wing. 16-12 is the score. Panthers have the lead. They go right-hand side that baseline again. Nice move inside by the Panthers, in and out. No, it doesn't go as the rebound came back down. And Sondergaard, they fight for it underneath, coming away with it. There's Virgin over to the top, driving down the lane, fight for it on the floor here. Finally, Fowler comes up with it, gets it out the light. Up across the half-court line. Saddle Franks is all alone down underneath, but Light didn't see him. On the dribble, keeps their eyes, goes left-hand side to Lynch. Back out to Saddle Franks. Over to Sundberg, moving the ball around, zone defense by the Panthers. Now they go back inside. Light breaks down the lane, stops, wants to put up the shot, does, going to draw the foul. Excuse me. Get Devin Light inside. He's pretty aggressive. He'll go for it. All right. Two shots. 6:44 to go here, second quarter. Devin at the free throw line, 4 points in the ball game. Two of those coming from the free throw line. This one's a little bit long off the back of the iron, and Devin misses another one there. That's three is missed from the free throw line so far this morning. Substitution into the ball game is Miller. Aaron Miller checks in quickly. Light with the ball. Dribbles, looks good, and is. So he picks up one from the free throw line. He's got 5 points so far this morning. Cuts into that lead. 3-point lead by the Panthers. They have the basketball. They'll reverse it all the way around to Sondergaard on the baseline. Saddle Franks puts a little pressure on. Now they reverse it to the right-hand side. Kicks it over way beyond the 3-point arc. Light comes out, puts just a little bit of pressure on. They come back to Sondergaard at the top, and they're moving around Sampson way beyond the 3-point arc. Glacier Bears in that 2-3 zone, not letting them get inside. Now they go inside to Sundergaard. He gets it back out to the top to Sampson. Takes a couple of dribbles. Stops. Reverses the ball back again. Sundergaard makes a move down. Nice defense by the Glacier Bears. They don't give him that. Long three-pointer on the way, and this one's going to be good by Peters as he picks up his 9th point of the ball game. Long down-court pass to wing. They go to Sundberg on the lay-in. No, he missed it. Opportunity for a fast break, but he gets his own board back, and now he's going to put it up and draw the foul. Keegan Sundberg, well, he's a little bit shorter than the fellow that was guarding him, but he was able to come away with that board and was able to draw the foul. 33. That'll be his. Keegan Sundberg, that's his first foul, so Keegan will be at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. like Morgan's going to check into the ball game real quick here.
Chevy's got some blood on his elbow, and then one of the Panthers got some blood on him. So we got subs for both teams, nor they go over to the bench and take care of that.
All right, now we see what was going on here. Doug and I are sitting at courtside, so we don't have the same view we have back home or other places, so sometimes we have to look through all the ball players. Sundberg, yep, the score in the ball game, shooting two. On its way, just rolls off to the side. Can't get it to go, however. 6-point lead by the Panthers. Second one's on the way. Same thing, just comes off to the side. Rebound comes down into the hands of Endries and gets the ball back out to Peters. Peters will bring it across. Goes right-hand side back to Sampson. Back to Peters, right-hand side long. Three-pointer in and out. No rebound fought for. Light comes away with it. Looks up the court. He's breaking down the center. They got the numbers. They go left-hand side to Lynch. Puts it up a little bit short. Fight for underneath. Ball comes down into the hands. They have Endries, and he'll bring the ball back out to Sampson. He'll get the ball up the court. 6-point lead by the Panthers. 5:24 to go here in the second quarter. They go baseline just inside their arc. Rebound comes back down, this time by Sampson. He puts it up, and there's going to be a foul. 44. That'll be Aaron Miller, and that'll be his third foul. That's what the announcer said. I have him for two. We'll see what they put up on the scoreboard here. As we look straight up, we're going all the way down here. 1-1, Caicedo Franks. And he has yet to score in the ball game. This one is good. Nice shot here. Gets in the book here, and he picks up one from the free throw line. Glacier Bears getting plenty of opportunities from the free throw line here if they can just keep hitting a few. And this one is also good, so he picks up his first 2 points of the morning. Cuts into that lead a little bit. They come down the court quickly. The right-hand side is Sampson. He wants the baseline. Good defense by Morgan, however, and they reverse it all the way back around to Endries. Endries comes down low with the ball as he goes back outside to Peters. Peters gets the ball across, almost stolen away by wing, but now it is, and now he's going to be fouled as they tried to go inside, breaking down the lane that time was Sampson. Yep. Number 20, Isaac Wing. That'll be his first personal foul. Looks like Turner comes off the bench for the Glacier Bears. And who's coming out? Looks like Light's coming out of the ballgame. And we're going to send Vince Sampson to the free throw line. Looks like 33's coming back into the ballgame. That'll be Sondergaard. They're having a tough time with him. He's got a lot of rebounds, all right. He's just fighting underneath here. All right, going to be Panther basketball under their basket, left-hand side. Set the play. Peters holds it. They go all the way out to the top to Virgin. He can't do anything with it, so they'll bring it back out to Sampson, and he'll set the offense. They'll go left-hand side to Endries, all the way down to Virgin, back to Endries on that baseline. Wants it, puts up the shot from about six. He's got it. So Endries has picked up his 6 point. They're using that baseline a lot here and scoring off of it. Glacier Bears need to make an adjustment. 21-15, long cross-court pass to Wing. Takes a couple dribbles down the lane. Shot's partially blocked. Come by on into the hands of Peters. He's on the dribble right-hand side. Saddle Franks is back. Peters goes to the hoop. Misses the lay-in, however. Fight for underneath and goes off of Peters and out of bounds. They let him penetrate inside, but kind of had an awkward shot. Didn't go. Looks like we're going to have a little bit of pressure being applied. Saddle Franks, though, is dribbling up across the half-court line. 4:21 to go here in the first half of play. Right-hand side to Turner. He wants to go to the baseline to Sundberg. He's kind of trapped in the corner there as they're putting a lot of pressure on him. He versus goes over to Saddle Franks all the way to wing. Three-pointer on the way off the fire of the iron down to Turner. He puts up the shot and gets it. Chris Turner gets a nice little learn that he's got two so far this morning. Cuts in the lead again for the Panthers. Lead by four, but they have the basketballs. They go to Sampson all the way around to Peters. Cross court. They come back inside to Sampson. Three on the way. In and out. No rebound down. As I mentioned to Sondergaard, and he comes up wants to put up the shot. Whistle.
Jump ball.
Jump ball. All right. They tied it up. Glacier Bears. Okay, wait a second. It's all right. We're looking across the arrow, and the officials gave the ball to the wrong team to start with, but they quickly sorted that one out. Peters will inbound right-hand side. Glacier Bears set up their defense. Light check back into the ball game at that last opportunity. They'll go right-hand side. Long three-pointer, and he's got it as Peters gets another one from there, and he's got 12 of their 24 points. Otto Franks comes down left-hand side. A lot of pressure. Doug mentioned they're extending it way out, and that's exactly what they do. They're betting that they can make that steal. Saddle Frank stops, gives up a dribble right hand side to Sunbird, all the way over to Light. He goes down inside, puts up the shot, and he's got it. Devin Light's quick enough to come off that side. When you get through there, he only has one man to beat. Comes down the side, now there's going to be a foul. Chris Turner didn't get in front of him, so he's going to draw the foul as Peters was going hard to the right hand side baseline. Number 23, Chris Turner. All right. Now we're back at the line here. We are going to be shooting now. Substitution. Fowler comes back into the ball game. Turner's going to take a quick seat. Free throw line for the Panthers. They lead 24-19. Shot's on its way by Peters, and he's got it. So he picks up one from the free throw line, and he'll get a second here. That's his 13th point. He's got 13 of the 25 for the Panthers right now. He's a 6 foot 3 inch junior. Spins it, shots on the way. This one also is good, and that's his 14th point. Saddle Franks brings it across. Goes right-hand side, almost loses it again. There's a lot of commitment. They go down the floor, fought for it underneath. Ball's going to end up in the hands of Virgin. He'll get it across, and they almost turn it over, but they're able to save it, and it comes back inside to Sampson. He'll bring it across the half-court line. Goes right-hand side to Peters, all the way down to his center guard. He goes along the baseline over to Virgin. Nice passing that time by the Panthers. Shot goes up by Endries, but doesn't go. Rebound comes back down to the Glacier Bears Light, and he quickly brings it up the court. Takes a couple dribbles. Kicks the ball back out to Saddle Franks. Underneath the hoop, can't go anywhere. Back to wing. Wing stops. Puts up the jumper about 15, a little bit short. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Peters. And he's on the dribble. Wing puts a little bit of pressure on. Still not across the half court. Now they go to Sampson. Sampson back to Peters. Stop. Three-pointer on the way. He's got it. They're going to have to get a hand up in his front of his face as he's got 17 points so far in this first half. Light goes all the way down, puts it up off the top, rolls around in and out. No fight for it underneath. Rebound comes back down into the hands of Endries, and he'll get it back out to Sampson, who runs the offense for the Panthers. 10-point lead by the Panthers right now. And we're going to take a look like a timeout here. Might be a full one. We'll see what they're going to indicate here. The ball is going to be Panther basketball on this side. 2 minutes, 1 second to go here in the first half of play. Panthers open up a bit of a lead here. Peters, let's see, one, two, he's got three threes in the ball game so far, and he's got 17 of their 29 points. So they can't. He's a good kid. He goes right to the hoop, too, but he also has a good, nice, soft three-point shot. Kind of goes up there, and it does hit the rim, bounces around a little. So they're going to get a hand up. He shoots from that right-hand wing, so he kind of splits that difference on that 2-3 zone defense and gets set up in there. And so what they'll do is they'll penetrate with the basketball, kick it back out to him. If he's got a nice, clean shot, he'll take it, or he'll drive to the hoop.
We've got Swinton down for two, and I'm wondering if he doesn't have three personal fouls because Fossman's left him out the second half of the first quarter and so far all of the second quarter, and letting this lead go up to 10 now with the Panthers. I'm wondering if he's going to be able to keep him over there. If he must have three fouls, because I think he'd have him back in there if he only had two.
Well, I think so, too. And like I say, there was a little confusion because the score clock wasn't working at the very beginning of the ball game, other than the time was the only thing working. So we don't really know. We tried to keep track here. Anyhow, Glacier Bears come back out on the court. Swinton is still sitting on the bench, so the Glacier Bears are staying with it. We'll find out at halftime. Here's 2 minutes, 1 second to go here in the first half of play. Peters with the basketball, reverses it back to Peters again, just at the free throw line, extended back out, a long three on the way, off the back, no, it doesn't go, as Sampson puts it up, Glacier Bears, long down court pass to Wing, who broke away, he wants the shot, let's see if he gets it, he does get the shot, but he's going to be fouled on it, it's not going to count, as he came away with the offensive board, but by then, he already had been fouled.
Glacier Bears need to start making some layups.
Well, he missed a good opportunity there. Fortunately for the Glacier Bears, that ball got by two Panthers, however, and ended up in Wing's hand. So, shot by Wing. No, rolls across the top and doesn't go. Substitution into the ball game. Looks like Andres is going to take a seat here, and looks like we're going to have Jones back into the ball game. All right, back at the free throw line is Isaac Wing. Shot's on its way. This one looks good and is, and there's another substitution in the ball game. Looks like Badger's going to get into the ball game. Wing picks up his first point here from the free throw line, and we're going to have full court pressure again applied by the Glacier Bears. 2-2-1. They've been pretty much using that all season long. Sampson with the dribble. He puts his head down, goes right down the center of the court, breaks the press. Peters out at the top. Goes left-hand side to Sampson. Looks inside for cutting Sondergaard. Not there, however. So he'll take a couple dribbles, and he goes right-hand side. Peters breaking up the lane at the free throw line, stops. Pivots around. Back to Sampson. Takes a couple dribbles inside. Six-footer, a little short. And Peters comes away with the board and the score. And that gives him a 19 points so far. 11-point lead by the Panthers. Down the light. Long three on the way up the side of the iron. Peters comes away with the board for the Panthers. He's on the dribble. Kicks the ball out to the right-hand side to Sampson. And now there's going to be an offensive foul on Sampson. Nice defense by Sundberg that time as he got inside there in front of him. You got to get in front of him when they go to the hoop, and that's exactly what he did. Was able to draw the foul. Lynch will check into the ball game for the Panthers, or for the Glacier Bears. Panthers drop back into their zone defense. Again, they extend it back out. We're beyond the three-point arc with their two players at the top here in that 2-3 zone. Now they even come out farther, another step or two. They want to get that trap. They don't get it. Goes to Badger. Badger goes across to Lynch. Looks up, 53 seconds to go here in the first half of play. Back to Badger all the way around to Thado Franks. He'll bring it back out and set the offense to the right-hand side to Lynch. The Glacier Bears not even able to look down low because there's so much pressure. Fowler wants to go inside, knocked out of his hand. Ball comes up to the Panthers. Sampson will bring it up. 35 seconds to go, first half of play. Sampson dribbles hard to the right-hand side. Comes back out to the top. Reverse it back around to Jones, all the way around the court as they go to Virgin on the side. He goes that baseline. Panthers move the ball well around the outside of the arc here. They come back out. Long three on the way by Sampson off the side. Fowler comes away with the rebound and down to Thado Franks. Long down court pass. Stolen away, however, and now there's going to be a travel on it. Well, the Panthers have picked up on the fact that we're releasing Wing back down, so they automatically send somebody back, and Sampson was able to make the steal, but he traveled on the before he dribbled the basketball. So the Glacier Bears are going to get it back with 11 seconds to go here in the first half. Thado Franks over to Lynch. Three-pointer on the way off the back of the iron. No, Badger almost had his hands up, but Lynch hustles across and gets it. Goes to Thado Franks fighting for it underneath. Clock is going to sound. So we're going to end this first half of play with the Glen Allen Panthers coming away with 31 points, and the Haynes Glacier Bears finishing this first half with 20 points. And as I mentioned earlier on, Glacier Bears are going to have to make an adjustment or two here, you know, on Peters to cut it out. But basically, the Panthers are scoring off of their offensive rebounds. All right, looks like they're going to give us about 10 minutes or so here for halftime. So we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios, and we'll be back here at courtside in Anchorage at the state basketball tournament in about 8 minutes. About 8 minutes.
Welcome back to the Sullivan Arena. Doug Ord, Lyle Huff bringing you Glacier Bear basketball on KHNS. Halftime of the opening game for the Glacier Bears. They trail Glen Allen 31-20. And so Glacier Bears, we were just looking at the stats. Justin Swinton only played 4.5 minutes there in that first half with those two fouls. So we'll see if he can stay out of foul trouble here in the second half, because that's going to be one of the key things, I think, for them, Lyle. And also offensive rebounds, well, as you have circled on the stat sheet there.
Yeah, they broke it down here, and we're just dealing with the offensive rebounds, as Doug mentioned here, and the Glacier Bears You know, they've only came away with five offensive boards on that, and we just talked about that during that break while Glen Allen Panthers came with 14 offensive boards. A lot of those were putbacks and scores, too, getting that 31 points for them. And they did hit a few threes. The Peters kid is having a good game. I just talked to the other fellow who covers their games. He said if he has a good game, they're going to have a tough time stopping him, so they need to get him frustrated. He gets frustrated real easy.
So on the court for the Glacier Bears, Swinton, Morgan, Lynch, Sato Franks, and Sundberg. Swinton on the dribble for the Glacier Bears, calling off the play. Looks like 2-3 zone out of the gate for the Panthers. Goes left-hand side to Sundberg. Back up top to Swinton. Backs it up here, lets everybody get set. And he's going to try the right side to Lynch. Lynch circles up top, left side to Sato Franks. Drives into the free throw line, reverses it to Lynch. Now right side to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble. Over to Sato Franks for three, and that one's money for Kai Sato Franks. He's got five, cutting into that lead. Swinton full court pressure against Peters. Peters gets it off to Sampson. Sampson struggled with the ball there for a little bit. Now gets it over to Endries. Endries, entry pass knocked away. Sato Franks on the dribble. He's going to take it all the way in. Has that ball knocked out of his hands, and it'll stay Glacier Bear basketball. So Kai trying to take that one all the way to the rim. Panthers got their hands on it, knocked it out of bounds. So Glacier Bears will set it. Morgan on the left-hand side of the key on the inbounds play. Throws it up top to Swinton. Swinton. He's got Jones on him. Comes over to Sato Franks. Back to Swinton. Swinton briefly loses it. Regains control of the dribble. He's at the top of the key, right side to Sato Franks. They're real patient right around the top here. Playing a little two-man game. Now go left-hand side, get Keanu Lynch involved with it. He'll dribble it over to the right side to Swinton. Back to Lynch. Down the baseline to Morgan. Morgan throws it up high to Swinton. Swinton on the dribble. Coach Fossman telling him what he wants him to run. Goes left side to Sato Franks. Kai's going to drive into the lane. Up with the right hand. And that one, oh, rolls out. Rebound. Battle for it. Kai comes out of there with the rebound. Turns. Looking for a shot down on the baseline, but he's going to travel. Nice effort that time by Kai. Just couldn't get that bucket to fall. Or I should say the ball to fall in the bucket. Got Miller on the inbounds. Gets it into Sampson. Sampson gets past Lynch up into the front court. Goes left-hand side through the hands of Jones. Out of bounds to the Glacier Bears. Light off the bench for the Bears. He'll be checking in for Lynch. 31-23, Bears trail by 8, 6:20 left, third quarter action. Swinton slowly bringing the ball up. Now looks like they're going back to a 1-3-1 are the Panthers. Swinton gets the right-hand side to Light. Down to Morgan. Morgan wasn't looking at all that time. Bad pass by James. Threw it right to Jones for the Panthers. Now we've got Peters bringing it up against Swinton. Peters stops at the top of the key, gives it over to Sampson. Sampson drives inside, kicks it out to Endries. Endries back to Peters. Got it to Jones. Jones drives left-hand side, cut off by the Glacier Bears. Peters now on the dribble. He goes baseline. And we're going to get an offensive foul on Cameron Peters. That's his second. Nice hustle by Keegan Sundberg coming over and being that help defender down on the baseline. And now we got Chevy Fowler checking in for the Glacier Bears. He'll come in for James Morgan. And again, 1-3-1, little half-court trap being set up here by the Glen Allen Panthers. Swinton brings it up cross. Now goes down on the baseline to Sundberg. Sundberg, one dribble up with the shot. That one's way long. And rebound comes down to Miller. Miller. Boy, Glacier Bears need those buckets there. And Light's going to foul Sampson. Coach Foss tells him, just get him working back and forth. We don't need to be fouling 75 feet from the basket. So now Glacier Bears coming up, full court pressure. Get it to Sampson. Sampson brings it left-hand side to Peters. Peters working against Swinton. Goes over to Jones. Jones down on the baseline to Sampson. He's got Light on him. Circles up towards the top of the key. Sampson looking for an outlet. Goes right-hand side to Miller. Miller tries to drive down onto the baseline. Lose control of the ball and out of bounds. Turns it over to the Glacier Bears. Glacier Bears are doing a great job defensively. We just need to get some things going here on the offensive end. And just those 3 points so far from Kai start this half. Glacier Bears go left-hand side to Sato Franks.
Back up top to Swinton. Swinton, right side. Ah, it's stolen away. Sloppy pass by Swinton there, stolen away by Endries. He gets it to Peters. Peters running the offense, goes right side to Sampson. Sampson up top to Jones, left side to Miller. Miller on the dribble now against Fowler. Looking for an opening, gets it to Sampson on the far right side, way behind the three-point line. Now to a cutting Peters down along the block. He goes up with the shot and gets it to go. Boy, they had him trapped down low. But Peters got 21 now for the Panthers' 10-point lead. Quickly ahead is to Sundberg. Sundberg shot. Allen's not anywhere close. Rebound comes down to Jones. And the Panthers regain possession of the basketball. Shot selection for the Glacier Bears has not been the best here in the second half. Peters goes left side to Jones. Jones circles up top to Miller. Miller guarded closely by Fowler. Gets it to Sampson. Sampson down on the baseline to Jones. He's going to try and drive, kicks it out to Miller. Miller with the long jump shot. Leaves that one way short, but Sampson down with the rebound blocked, but Peters down with it, and he's got 23. Glacier Bears still getting killed in the offensive rebound. They trail by 12. 3:45 left. Swinton's pass is going to be tipped away, but timeout was before. Coach Fossman got that timeout right before there was a layup going the other way.
Yeah, it would have been an easy one here. Basically, I think this is the first time the Glacier Bears have really felt the pressure out at the top here. I mean, when we're talking about pressure, right close to the half-court line is where the Panthers are coming out. They're double-teaming. They got two big kids. They bring two 6'2 kids out, big long arms, and the Glacier Bears are having a tough time going to the wings on that pass. But it's like that time Justin was trapped kind of pretty much in the corner, both sides, and when he tried to get the ball up in the air, fortunately Coach Fossman called the timeout. Otherwise, it would have been a turnover. So they're going to have to be a little more patient. The wings are going to have to work harder to get themselves open.
Well, they need to bring another guard back with Swinton. Usually when you got an odd man defensive front, you have an even number of guards back there. So with the 1-3-1, you should have two guards up top. So he's got somebody to reverse it to instead of trying to go over the top. We'll see what kind of changes they made. Now Swinton's going to bring it across right into that spot. Now he dribbles past him. Goes left-hand side to Saddle Franks for a 15-footer. Back rim, rebound, comes down to Sampson for the Panthers. Glacier Bears ice cold here, shooting in the second half so far. Sampson, left-hand side to Jones, down to Miller. Miller on the dribble, gets it to Endries. Endries drives inside, back out to Peters. Peters to Sampson. Sampson gives control of it, drives in. Out to Andries, to Peters for three, and that's money for Peters. Cameron Peters got 26. And we got the net stuck up there, and so asked Chevy Fowler to tip that. So down by 15, Glacier Bears running into a buzzsaw here in this opening game against the Glen Allen Panthers. Peters has just been on fire. He's got 26. I don't, unless Glacier Bears do something to slow him down, we're not going to have enough room on our score sheet for him.
Yeah, well, I just kind of mentioned it briefly at the beginning of the ball game here in the second half, but Peters is really the key to the Panthers. If he has a good game and gets some good shots like he's getting right now, both three-pointers and driving to the hoop, according to the other fellows that are here along the bench with us that watch the Glen Allen Panthers play, it's pretty tough to stop him when he's got it.
Well, and then he's got Sampson that's been doing a good job handling the ball. He hasn't scored at all, but doing a good job handling the basketball. But you look, without Peters, is 26. You know, the next high score is Endries with six, and then Sondergaard has two and Jones has two. So the Glacier Bears need to come up with some kind of an answer for Peters, or they're going to get run out of the gym on this one. With 3:05 left here in the third quarter, Glacier Bears trail by 15. 38-23. We'll take a brief moment here to thank our underwriters. Glacier Bear Basketball is brought to you in part by you, the members of KHS, and by the Chilkoot Indian Association, the Captain's Choice Motel, Bigfoot Auto Services, Old Roots Market Center, White Rock LLC, Lutac Lumber, Alaska Power Telephone Haynes, Southeast Road Builders, Hauser's IGA, and the Parts Place. Thanks to all of our Glacier Bear supporters there in the Upper Lynn Canal. Back live here, Fowler gets it into Swinton, still 1-3 zone for the Panthers. Swinton comes up, goes right-hand side to Light. Light dribbles up top, looking for an opening, goes left side to Swinton. Swinton's going to drive inside, tries to go up with a shot, and they're going to bail him out and call the foul on that one. Swinton was trying to force that one up there. Don't know if that was necessarily the best option, but he got a foul on number 33, Sondergaard. That's going to be his second personal, and that'll send Swinton to the line shooting two. Swinton's first one is up and good. He's got seven now, tied with Light for the team high for the Glacier Bears. Swinton's second one is good. And full court pressure for the Glacier Bears. Panthers beat it quickly to get a Sondergaard up and good 4-2. Great passing that time for the Glen Allen Panthers, and quickly back there, 4-for-5 so far. Stolen away by Sondergaard, getting past Fowler, up and good 4-2. So the defensive pressure is really paying off for the Panthers, and Glacier Bears just do not have an answer so far in this basketball game. Swinton quickly up into the front court, gets it over to Sato Franks, and he's going to be fouled by Endries. That'll be Endries' fourth personal foul. And Glacier Bears will be inbounding on the baseline, or on the sideline, excuse me. Fowler looks like being inbounding. We got Miller coming back in for the Panthers, and then also Virgin. It looks like Jones and Endries will take a seat. Glacier Bears get it up top to Light. Light looking for an opening. Comes right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton going to drive in. Has the ball knocked out of his hand. Sondergaard gets it, but he travels and turns it back over to the Glacier Bears. Fowler throws away up top to Light. Light on the dribble. Comes right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton going to drive, spin, kicks it out to Light. Light drives in, 14-footer. That one's back rim. Gets his own rebound. Goes up with it and scores it. Devin Light gets the two. He's got nine. Sampson comes over to Peters. Peters to Virgin. Virgin working against Sato Franks. They got him trapped over there. Gets it out to Peters. Peters, cross-court pass to Sampson. Sampson on the dribble, gets it to Peters. Swinton's trailing him. Peters, stop, jump stop, up and good for two. And Peters continues his scoring streak. He's got 28. Back to a 17-point lead for the Panthers. Light comes back for the Glacier Bears to Fowler on the right side. Chevy tries to drive in the right side, kicks it out to Sundberg for three, and that's good for Keegan Sundberg. He's got three. Nice-looking shot that time by Sundberg. Now we got another stop and play. Got these new nets, nice and long, and on those long threes like Keegan had from the side, and it curls that up nicely. It's a shooter's dream when you can catch that net on the far side of the rim like that. Panthers get it into Peters. He's got Sundberg on him. Gets past him up into the front court and over to Sampson. Down on the baseline to Miller. Miller up top to Sampson. Sampson surveying the defense. He has Light on him. Goes right-hand side to Sondergaard. Sondergaard into Miller to Sondergaard. Little nice, nice reverse layup there by Sondergaard. Now Light quickly up ahead to Sundberg. Sundberg can't hang on to it. Lynch saves it in. Wing saves it in, but right to the Panthers. Missed opportunity for the Glacier Bears. Down 16. Sampson has it stolen away by Light. Devin Light with 41 seconds left in the third quarter. Light's going to try and go on the left-hand side. Gets it up and good for two. Devin Light with 11 now. Sampson quickly back for the Panthers. Now he's going to slow it down. Looks like he's going to push it up into the front court. Looking to get it to Peters. Hands it off to Peters and going to get a hip check by Devin Light. That'll be Light's third personal foul. And it'll be the second team foul on the Glacier Bears. Three team fouls on the Glen Allen Panthers here in the first half. Off the bench for the Glacier Bears is Lynch coming in for Sundberg. So 27.2 seconds left here in the third quarter. Looks like Light's coming out briefly here also. Miller gets it into Peters, knocked away by Swinton out of bounds, so they'll reset it now with 26 seconds left in the third quarter. Miller on the inbounds there just inside the half-court line. Far side of the court across from us there. Now he gets it into Virgin. Virgin covered by Wing. Comes over to Sampson. Sampson picked up by Lynch. Comes left-hand side to Sondergaard. Sondergaard looking for an opening. It's to the feet of Miller. Miller turns, looks. He's going to drive in on the right-hand side. Up, off with it. Rebound comes down. We got a jump ball. Panthers basketball with 9.1 seconds left. See if the Glacier Bears can hold on here. Get a stop here. Don't keep this lead down to 14 going into the fourth quarter of play. Get it into Miller. Miller turns, gets it to Peters, and he's going to be fouled by Swinton. So that'll be Justin's third personal foul. Third team foul. 6.9 seconds left. Now we got Sundberg coming back in. Coach Fossman doesn't want Swinton to pick up his fourth here with as aggressive a defense that he's playing with just under 7 seconds left. Sampson has the ball now, looking for an inbound. Gets it to Peters. Peters has Sundberg on him. Gets past Sundberg. Drives in. Kicks it out to Virgin. Virgin shot's blocked. And rebound comes down to Sato Franks. And that'll be the buzzer with the Glen Allen Panthers 46 and the Haynes Glacier Bears 32. We'll send it back to the studios at KHNS for a minute before we come back here with fourth quarter action.
Championship basketball going on here in Anchorage. It's Lyle Huff along with Doug O'Root. We've got fourth quarter action. Glacier Bears 32, Glen Allen Panthers 46. All right, going to be Glacier Bears basketball. They'll get it in quickly. Goes to Light. Glacier Bears come out here. Light will run the offense. He goes left-hand side to Sato Franks. Takes some dribble right-hand side. Swinton on the left holds his hand up high. Wanted the ball down low. Glacier Bears need to penetrate that group of three at the top. And they make the steals. They go across. Wing comes away, but Sato Franks comes up with the ball, puts it up a little bit short. Rebound fought for underneath. Miller comes away with it for the Panthers. He'll get the ball back into the hands of Peters. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears right now. They switched up the defense. And back to Peters. Nobody picks him up. He goes to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled. Glacier Bears a little slow on picking their men up on that one. And Peters recognized it. He went hard to the hoop right off the bat. It's going to draw the foul on the Glacier Bears here. Number 30, Keegan Sundberg. Glacier Bears going to get themselves here. They need to pick up some stops here. 46-32. They can't afford to let the score go any farther away. Breaking down the lane that time. Nicely goes that time a little bit short on the shot, though, with Sondergaard. But the rebound comes back down to Sato Franks. Again, they got a couple opportunities, but Glacier Bears lucky. Back to wing. Three-pointer on the way. Off the side of the iron. No. Rebound down to Sundberg. Out to Swinton at the top. Panthers put a little pressure on. Now they're Light. Light holds the ball. Takes one dribble. Goes left-hand side to the wing. Sato Franks goes down the lane. They don't give it to him. They come back to him. He had the three-point shot. Didn't take it over. Goes to Swinton. Turn around. Look at the hoop. Justin didn't look, though. Cross-court past the wing. Fight for it on the floor, going to be tied up, and it's going to be a jump ball, going to be Panthers basketball. That time Justin came away with the ball, but I don't think he didn't turn back to the hoop to see what was there, and there wasn't really anything. Lynch is going to check into the ball game quickly for the Glacier Bears, and Swinton's going to have to take a seat. All right, going to be Panthers ball, full court man-to-man pressure by the Glacier Bears, and Light's going to pick him up at half court, however, Sampson comes down the left-hand side. He goes to the hoop, cut off by Sundberg. Now they go back to Peters, back outside. Miller shots on his way out the back of the iron. No rebound, comes back down into the hands of Sundberg. He'll get it off the Light, brings it across the half-court line. Once the left-hand side, doesn't get it, however. Now reverse back right-hand side, all the way to wing. Three-pointer on the way. Isaac's just having a tough time from that three-point line. Shot's a little bit short. Now we're going to have a jump ball as Isaac ties up Virgin. Going to be basketball, Glacier Bears. Right here in front of us, we're sitting opposite the score bench. All right. Sundberg with the basketball now, goes inside the Light. Light comes out to the top, takes a couple dribbles, penetrates inside, doesn't have it, comes back out the wing. Wing looks at the hoop. This time they get a hand up, and he has to give it back to Light. Left-hand side to Sunburst. 6 minutes, 7 seconds to go. Sunburst, all right, nice play. As they go down inside, Kai Saddle-Franks picks up his seventh point as he went inside, broke that defensive pressure, and got the little jumper from about six. Goes right inside to Peters, through his hands, fight for it underneath, still on the floor, and grabbing the ball is Peters, but Coach Fields is right there, and he immediately calls a timeout before there's a tie-up on it, so the Panthers are going to get the basketball. They lead 46-34 here in this fourth quarter of play with 5:49 to go in the basketball game here. Glacier Bears changed up their defense now. They just need to get a few stops here and not let them score. Glacier Bears, on the other hand, Isaac Wings tried some threes but just can't get him to go. But part of that's because, well, the Panthers are playing good defense on him. They get a hand up, and he's got to shoot over the top of it. And they're, well, they're a bit bigger. They're running 6 foot, 6'3", 6'2", 6'2", and 6'2", and 6'2".
That's the thing that's trouble. You know, the Glacier Bears have struggled against Matt LaCattle all season because Matt LaCattle has that extra length and really contests the shots. And any time the Glacier Bears go up against a team that's got a little extra length, they have trouble scoring and also rebounding, showing up today.
All right. Miller on inbound for the Panthers. They'll run it up at the half-court line. Light will come out, put a little bit of pressure on. Not a lot. They try to go, almost knocks it away. Now it ends up in the hands of Peters, though. He makes a move inside, bounces all over the place. Finally, Lynch comes up with it. Boy, the Glacier Bears stops, kicks the ball back at the Light. He goes down the lane, stops, puts it up, in good. Devin Light goes hard to it. He's left-handed. He got the nice little lay-in out of it. Ball rolled around and fell through. Glacier Bears get their opportunity here. They're down by 10 now. They've gotten back a little bit closer. Peters right-hand side. They go back inside, knocked away by the Glacier Bears again. Alley-oop out the wing, who breaks away, stops, wants the shot. Going to be checked out of bounds, however, as Sondergaard gets his hand up and knocks it out of bounds. Substitution. Swenton will come back into the ball game, and Matthews for the Panthers. So make a couple changes here. Glacier Bears are going to have the ball. Sundberg right-hand side. He'll set it up now. Gets the ball from the official, stops. Movement by the Glacier Bears. Long inbound pass to Light. Back out to Swenton. Squares up to the hoop. They go all the baseline to Saddle-Franks. Come back out to Swenton. He takes a couple dribbles. Can't penetrate inside. Has to dish the ball back out to Light. Light dribbles left-hand side, reverses it back to Saddle-Franks, three-pointer on the way, a little bit too hard on rebound, comes back down into the hands of Miller for the Panthers, and he'll get it back out to Peters. He'll bring it across the half-court line, gets it to Sampson, right-hand side, 4:50 to go in the basketball game. Back out to Peters, comes right, reverses it all the way around to the left-hand side. Light comes out to put some pressure on. Sampson goes down the lane, and now he's going to be a foul on it. Could have been a travel on it, however, but the whistle blew just before that. So the foul looks like it's going to be on Devin Light. If it is, that'll be, I've got him four for Devin Light. But Light's going to have to stay in the ball game. Glacier Bears can't afford not to. All right, official looking at to see if there's some more blood on one of the ball players than there is. So looks like Peters will have to take a quick seat here as they get it sorted out off the bench now. Is Andries. He'll come in for the Panthers. And Light's going to take a quick seat here. I'm sure he won't be out for very long, though, as Lynch checked into the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Sampson with the ball, breaking down the lane. Good defense by the Glacier Bears. They go inside Miller, back out to Sampson. And they'll reverse the ball back around. Nothing going Andries. He comes right hand side to Miller, all the way around to Sondergaard. Holds the ball up high. They'll come out to the top. Man-to-man defense by the Glacier Bears. But breaking to the lane that time nicely with Sampson. Now he's going to draw the foul. He went hard to the hoop, got his missed shot, tried to put it back up, and was able to draw the foul this time on the Glacier Bears. Number 40, Justin Swenton, his fourth. 10-point lead by the Panthers right now. 4:23 to go in the basketball game. Glacier Bears still have plenty of time. Shots on the way, off to the side, no, so not able to get it. As Sampson, he's yet to score in the ball game, but he's handled the ball a lot for the Panthers. Lights back into the ball game quickly for the Glacier Bears. Peters also checks in for the Panthers. Bouncing the ball is Sampson. This one's on its way in and out. No rebound down to Swenton. And he'll kick the ball back over to Light. Light will bring it up the court. He'll set it up the top. They go right inside to Swenton. Once inside, but good defense by Jones. Won't give it to him. Now they reverse the ball back to Saddle-Franks, all the way back to Swenton. Three-pointer on the way. Good. Justin Swenton gets one there. And that's his 11th point of the ball game. And Glacier Bears putting on a full court pressure here. 46-39. Glacier Bears getting themselves right back in here again. They can get a turnover here or a stop. All right, back out to Sampson. Lynch puts some pressure on at the half court. Sampson breaks down the center lane. Reverses back to Peters, all the way over to Jones. And they come back out to Endries. Back out on the left-hand side. Drives down the lane. Kicks the ball back out to Sampson. Panthers are being very patient on their offense right now. Glacier Bears extending that man-to-man defense out. Sondergaard out the top, right-hand side, far side of the court. Peters wants the baseline. Spin, move, shots from about six, and he's got it. He goes up, and he's got 30 points up there, 48 points. And we're going to take a timeout by the Panthers here. Well, 30 of the 48, we know where the ball is going to go here if it's going to go to anybody. And Peters, he does a couple good things. He takes the ball to the hoop. If he doesn't have the shot, he's a good view of the court. He dishes it back out to the open ball player.
He's kind of wiry. He's not a real big guy, but he's really strong with the basketball. You know, the Glacier Bears have been putting a lot of pressure on. There's been a lot of contact on his drives inside. He's able to maintain his balance and finish strong around the rim, even with that contact. I've been really impressed with him as a player, just with the strength that he has for the size that he is.
Well, he's 6'3". They've got him listed at 6'3", but he's a junior. He'll be back next year for the Panthers. But that one there, he just made a move off of that right-hand wing, spin around, put the shot up, went up, squared up to the hoop, put it off the glass, and into the bucket. So, yeah, Glacier Bears, cut it there down to 7 there for just a short time. Then the Panthers come ripping right back and make a score on it. They just need to get some stops. 3:33 to go in the basketball game for the Glacier Bears.
Well, that was the Panthers' first bucket here in the fourth quarter, so we're 4.5 minutes in before they were able to score in the fourth quarter. Glacier Bears can hold them scoreless the rest of the half here, or the rest of the quarter. It'd be good for them.
Yeah, anyway, and well, I mentioned there the Panthers are being very slow and deliberate on their offense, making some passes. They forced some turnovers, and that's why the Glacier Bears didn't let them score so much on it. But when you run 1, 2, maybe 2.5 minutes off the clock, well, the clock is in the favor of the Panthers right now. Sundberg will bring it back. Panthers drop back in their defense. Now they'll extend out. As they said, they come out quite a ways here. Lally tried to go across to Peters, and he knocks the ball out or kicks the ball, so the Glacier Bears are going to have the basketball. What they do is they extend those two guards at the top of that 2-3 zone way out. Peters got long arms, and 6-3, he covers a lot of ground. Light goes left-hand side to Saddle Franks all the way around. Lynch on the way, three-pointer, no. Rebound, fought for underneath, tapped away into the hands of Sondergaard. Panthers have the basketball. Peters handles the ball at the top. Big kid guards. Goes left-hand side to Lynch. He steps in front. The two-on-one break here now. Comes back to Light. Stops. Puts up the charge about six. No. Gets his own board back. Puts it up. Still not able to get it. Fought for underneath. And now it looks like there's a whistle. Let's see who it's going to be on. And the official steps over. Of course, he's looking away from us here. The foul is going to be on number 14. So Lynch picks up his first. It could have been on Light, too, because Light was down there, but we're walking all the way to the other end as a one-and-one opportunity now for the Panthers. And Coach Fossman wants to take a timeout here real quick here to talk it over. He's probably going to have to come back and put a lot of pressure on now. He's got to force some turnovers.
Yeah, Glacier Bears go really, they're going to have to start taking some chances defensively. The good thing is they got Sampson going to the line. He hasn't really scored at all and missed his first two free throws. Hopefully he'll continue that for the Glacier Bears. But, yeah, they're going to have to start taking some defensive chances and really, really get into those passing lanes. But then when they get it, they need to convert on the other end.
Yeah, well, Sampson, you know, he's handled the ball for them and runs the offense quite a bit. He's a 6'2" junior, so he's also going to be back for the Panthers next year. They're pretty young all the way around. All right, the Glacier Bears, looks like Wing's going to check into the ball game. As Coach Fossman's waving over here. I want to talk to you guys for a minute here. He wants Wing right there so they can discuss what they're going to have to do. They've had a few good looks at the three-point,